Hello, welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Madeline Reynolds, and it is that time again, our monthly meetup with the manager of the Linda, WAMC's performing arts studio, Peter Hughes, who joins us with a preview of the upcoming events and broadcasts for this month. Peter, how are you?
Hey, Madeline, how are you?
I'm good.
I am very excited to be talking with this stuff with you. I'm very glad you're on board, and this is going to be the highlight of the October month and on the Roundtable. I guarantee it. Highest rated segment.
Of course.
Of the entire month. So let's talk about tonight. Today is Thursday. It's October 3rd. And tonight is the premiere. It is the season premiere of our good friend Chuck Vasconian and the Rockmon Record Club listening party. Of course, Rockmon Record Club is where Chucky V, as we call him, he spins the vinyl, he spins the stories, the details, and of course the music for the great albums of all time. If you've been to one of these, you know how intriguing it is. We always learn about all sorts of things we never knew before, and we also learn about all the lyrics we never knew before. And this is great. We're calling it, this coming week Rockmontoberfest. So, because one Rockmon for September was postponed, and then one was brought up early. Because so, on Thursday, tonight, Sticky Fingers, the Rolling Stones, and then this coming Tuesday, the 8th, we are going to be covering, it's part two of something we started last year, it is the Beatles' White Album, Sides 3 and 4. So learn all about those. Show starts at 7, doors at 6:30. Rockmon Record Club listening party is good times.
Oh yeah, seems like it.
Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is another season premiere for the Linda, along with our friends, which we collaborate with our friends over at WEXT. It is the season premiere of Live and Local at the Linda. And this program is super exciting. And what we do is we showcase the great local songwriters, the great local storytellers, the great local musicians who deserve a spotlight, because this is the best local music scene in New York State.
Yes, of course.
And we deserve, and they deserve, lots of credit and support. So what can we do? We combine forces with other promoters of the scene, and we promote local music. So tonight is the incredible, award-winning Buggy Jive. And Buggy Jive is going to be opened by a brand new artist, just hit the scene, just released her first music, called Lennox. So that's tonight at 7:30, Buggy Jive and Lennox. And the cool thing about this show, these shows, Live and Local, is that 100% of all the ticket revenue goes to the artists.
Oh, that's great.
We don't take a dime except, you know, to turn on the lights. But all the ticket revenue goes to the artists. So the more of you come, the more they're rewarded and the more they can keep making music, which is what we intend to do.
Yeah, that's right. I wouldn't want to miss it.
You're not going to miss it. All right. What's next, Madeline?
The 10th of October?
10th of October. Victor Wainwright is a Grammy-nominated blues keyboardist. You know, we love the blues at the Linda. We're always supported by the Northeast Blues Society, and that is a great relationship. And Victor Wainwright is another national musician, Grammy nominated, just fantastic. And you can see him at the Linda on Thursday, October 10th. The next night is a returning artist who is Stefan Remble. Now, Stefan Remble, this will be his third time in the last 3 years, third year in a row at the Linda. Stefan Remble is the world's greatest, by far, Django Reinhardt-style guitarist. So in the world of gypsy jazz guitar, Stefan Remble is the, without a doubt, without question, the greatest in the world today. If you've seen a lot of Woody Allen's films like Midnight in Paris, he and his song, again, Oscar nominated, Bistro Fada, that's a very famous song, all that cool guitar picking and all of this. He is a very smart, very philosophical Frenchman. He will pontificate as much as he plays, and he's just a wonderful human being. So we're going to, he's bringing his sextet, so it's the full band coming on October 11th, and we can't wait to hang out with Stefan and hear him play, but mostly just to hang out.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. The 18th of October. This one is special to me. It is the album release party for Steckler, Ikawa, Plaxico, and Lewis. Matt Steckler is the leader of this band, and it's called Old Friends Beckoned, New Sounds Reckoned. And I might be one of those old friends. Matt, I've known Matt for since ancient times. And this is his newest release with the amazing, amazing ensemble he's put together for some really fantastic sort of bebop jazz. It is the jazz release show of the year. Tim Coakley and I were just talking about how excited we were to have this show coming in and how great it's going to sound in the Linda. So if you want some real hardcore, traditional, fantastic bebop, sax, bass, piano, and drums jazz, look no further than the Steckler Show. It is on October 18th. Tickets and information are at thelinda.org. We probably should have been saying that like seven times already. And that is in two Fridays from now. Mm-hmm. The next night, it is the premiere of San Miguel Fraser at the Linda, a wonderful Celtic duo who are also making their Linda debut this month. And then coming up on October 26th, it is the return of The Big Takeover, who are a wonderful reggae roots group. They've been at the Linda many times, not in a couple years. This is kind of returning to some of that comfort food stuff that used to play the Linda all the time before the pandemic. We try to make sure we bring it back. And so we're excited to have The Big Takeover in the house again.
Yeah, that's great. Just a reminder to everybody, you can go to thelinda.org for more information about these events. Peter, thank you.
It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it, Madeline.
Once again, go to thelinda.org for more information. That is thelinda.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.